수지 좀 한번 먼저 타보시다. 뒤에 있습니다. 담배치 선물 쓰는 게 그거 쌌다 쓰는 거 쉬워.
Pace has generated or set out the highest bodhicitta motivation to achieve the state of Buddha in order to help all sentient beings.
지금 니가 다 로절 연비사람은 진대지 다 그런 그런데 그런서는 다 진대금 배도사야 돼 로 내셨으면 저 니시 좀 아직 등에 이거 다 지 대화도 다 누가 세다 지금 아니 칼레자니 뒤에도 손으로 통해 다 뒤에도 손으로 춘추를 해봤어 다 손으로 가르던 소소 마시 권위는 간대로 시와 한마디 간대로 가진 데는 쉬는 다른 노도 간된 노동도 다 쓰는 손으로 때를 뜨지 다쳐. 근데 또 하나 이런 거
됐어. So let's all think about the motivation or the attitude behind our daily effort. And so people do all kinds of things. They train for different jobs. They do the different jobs. And then they do different jobs. In order to earn a living and then make some money, and the money they earn, the living they earn, will only, how long does it last? It will last hopefully as long as this life comes in, until this life comes to an end. And after that, what can do with the money they have earned and so on? There's nothing they can do with the money and so on. And on the other hand, think about what we seek, what we have been seeking all this time. We have been seeking lasting happiness and peace of mind. And to this end, think about what will be like before we came to this world. What would happen to us after we are gone from this world? And have we got all the necessary provision for happiness in the future? So it's important to think more of the long-term prospects.
때문에 단단히 시와 심한다고 생기 되듯이 나는 그 오존도 미인도 어느 변조가 준토가만 때문에 저 세워 능력에서도 주대원에 대해서
It is also absolutely clear for everyone as long as they begin to think or become more reflective the success one has in education and the great name one achieves pain one achieves through one's profession and talents and wealth one gathers in this life will be of some benefit or will be of benefit maybe for up to 60 years or 70 years and after that you know then when this life ends all the learning that you have done all the name all the wealth everything is to be left behind, and all these things we have gathered in this lifetime will not make us happier in the lives to come.
진디가 다 너와 너와 나냐고 그는 내주 계신을 쳐 내가 쓰더니 이는 다 진디가니 이는 내도 샤워 간에 있는 다 편동해와 다 스스로 인제베네스 대시 에르스
At the moment it doesn't become apparent to us that all these material mundane things successes like educational skills, qualification, name and fame, wealth, do not really help us in the long term. And on the other hand, we think these are real sources of happiness. But when one is nearing the end of this lifetime, for example, one is suffering from cancer, for example, and then it's a time to review what one has done in life, and at that point, it will become apparent all the hard work for material successes will not be of any benefit at death and beyond death of this life.
탄티가서는 이제 와이제 엄마한테 친디게 지 떡이 당선도 쉬고 갈래다는 게 미야고 얘기해 주고 얘기해 야고 얘기해 텐도 하고 뒤가서니 등아 채워야 된 건데 집에 쳐서 보셨어.
So it will be a time of regret that one hasn't done better in terms of lasting happiness. Particularly people of high status in society, high qualification, wealth, they will suffer more psychological distress.
그래서
what I'm trying to say is people who are attached to their successes, education, wealth, fame, recognition, will suffer more painfully at death. And we can see this from how celestial beings, how God and goddesses in the mundane existence, while they live, they live absolutely fantastic, pleasurable life. But just when they're about to die, they begin to experience what is called the omens of death. The omens of death, when the omens of death befall, then it becomes apparent that they are about to lose such a fantastic realm of existence where nothing is known but pleasure and joy. And knowing that they're going to lose that and go fall down into more miserable realms causes them such an extreme and agonizing psychological distress that if you compare the pain, the magnitude of psychological distress such a celestial being experiences at the time of death to the physical, agonizing, excruciating suffering of a hell being, the severity, the degree of pain of the first of the celestial being is said to be much greater. So from that we can deduce the more success somebody is in this life materially, to which they have a greater attachment, would also have a corresponding degree of suffering.
지상단이 진디가 지역까지 자세한데 진디가 다 만족하니 샤워시야 되게 다 진 샤워 10만도 10만 파주죠. 근데 진디가 다 아니 이해 때문에 팬덤에만 만도 세워 하고 되어 있어.
So it is apparent that one cannot count on material successes.
다행이다니 다 먼저는 70만 10만으로 이거 안에 펜타지다. 근데 먼저 세지 내가 좀 다시 저 대단히 좀 세지 jitē cīndi wē nōyē mā yīn bā nī chī gā nī gējē shē tēn tā mā tī rū tēn nā chā yā rē sā.
Since nothing material acquired in this lifetime is of no benefit, no use at death and beyond death, and one can carry these to the future life, then it is simply logical to think what else is of benefit, what else can bring simply dawa, means lasting peace of mind. And as one explores the avenues for future life, happiness and the mental well-being, one has no option but to explore spiritual possibilities. Talk about spiritual avenues for mental happiness, or rather just say happiness. There are many spiritual traditions or religious traditions, and here we have gathered to talk about Buddhist spiritual traditions. And before one, you know, embraces Buddhist spiritual tradition, it would be a good thing to explore other possibilities and then make a decision.
When
one has decided that Buddhism is one that you like, then there is so much in Buddhism. Basically, if you you can then explore Buddhist teachings on the Four Truths, Buddhist teachings on the three main paths, renunciation, right view, and bodhicitta, or you can simply examine what Buddha has said, what Buddha has required his followers to do. He has required his followers to analyze everything critically and to not accept even Buddha's own words as gospel and literally, and that they should examine everything using three forms of logical reasoning, as much as a goldsmith when about to buy a yellow metal to see whether it's a gold or not, puts the yellow metal through different tests, and only when the yellow metal is confirmed to be real gold by one of the tests, the goldsmith buys it. In the same way, he has acquired Buddhists always to be critical, not in a cynical way, but to critique everything on the basis of reasoning. That alone is quite satisfying.
Buddha
made this statement about the need to critique everything, including Buddha's own words, using the analogy of the test conducted by a goldsmith 2,550-odd years ago. And he made this bold statement at a time when he had six, when he was being competed by six prominent teachers of non-Buddhist traditions, as well as there were many other religious traditions in ancient India. And he gave total freedom to people to choose what they like on the basis of reason reason and positive criticism. So I believe it's only Shakyamuni Buddha who had this conviction and the confidence to make such a bold statement, whereas other traditions in that era would have required people to trust them, to believe them, and to have faith, whereas Buddha went Buddha went against the current, prevailing current, and said that people must examine things and not accept Buddha's own word literally, and accept them, accept his teachings or his words, only if they are satisfied based on the reasoning. So, as I've said before, as Buddha says, you can examine, and there is a huge body of a Buddhist teaching to examine, and then sift through what is logical, what is not acceptable logically, and take on board. And of these entire bodies of teaching, three topics stand out, and they are the three principles of the path. The three principles of the path are the topics covered by Lamrim, or the stages of the path. So, going through Lamrim, there are four main sections, and we are dealing with a section, the second section, which is how to guide spiritual disciples on the path through actual teaching or instruction. And this has described under two further sections, which is how to develop a right relationship with the spiritual teacher or the guru, the foundation of the path. Secondly, how to train in the topics, in the Lamrim topics, after cultivating that right relationship. Now, Of these two, we started talking about the first one, how to develop or cultivate a right relationship. This has three parts. One, okay, what to do in the actual meditation session, and what to do at the end, or what to do in post actual session. Nos.
当我都早起呢，等那个其他人嘛，什么事？他现在嘛在那做，年纪学生用到不到了，是叫了些我那熟悉米吧，那熟悉，他是刚讲呢，米那学我那，然后呢，初学的呢，学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学了，初学
right relationship with the spiritual mentor is mentioned first because there are two ways of developing insight into the three principles of the path, renunciation, bodhicitta, and the right view. To develop insight into these three, you can do two things. You can, vipajjong means you can go through the steps that you can go through meditation steps on the topics of the three principles of the path, you can gather merits in relation to field of merit. Field of merit here refers to, you know, an enlightened person. So it's of many fields of merit, which means of many sources you can gather merit from. Guru is said to be a very powerful source of a merit. Therefore, it is mentioned at the beginning of Lamrim teachings.
단이 만지다고 신이든지 단 신이든지 마감에 응하러는 다 같이 오면서 다 좋아서는 때문에 그런 세만을 줘요. 다 줄 때문에 내고 시도시라 그것도 지단 잡았어요. 지는 다 내고 시도시가 가정도 잡았어요.
So Lamrim practice really involves concerted meditation on the actual topic at hand, and then rely heavily on the field of merit to develop the right realization into the topic. Now, before you meditate on the guru disciple relationship, you need to have the prerequisites for effective meditation. And there are six prerequisites. The first one was how to tidy up the place of meditation and set up the altar. And I talked about the first part. So I talked about the importance of tidying up the place of Guru Yoga, the Guru Yoga to a meditation. So having tidied up your place and having made it really aesthetically beautiful and appealing, then you need to have an image of the Buddha, regardless of material quality, an image of Lama Tsongkhapa, again regardless of material quality. You need it's good to have two of these two images. So, of course, You don't need to set up these images on the altar on a regular basis, on a daily basis. The important thing is to acquire images in the beginning and then have them on the altar, and then you know, do daily practice in relation to the images. Observe them, be filled with a sense of reverence, knowing the profound qualities that these have.
저는 그저 뜻은 이해의 편의점으로 해서 소소분에서 컨트롤이 된다는 수지의 꾸준히 제거하는 마음만 수지의 그 시원한 등의 통일함에 내사고야 해서 인터넷 등에서 나와서.
It's said to be extremely beneficial and helpful to again to see to have a good look at the images you have on the altar day and day and day after. So much so that sutra says if you need somebody happens to have a glimpse of the image of the Buddha at the height of the anger about some anger with regard to someone or about something, if you need somebody sees fleetingly an image of the Buddha, the merit that person gathers from such a short sight, seeing of the Buddha, is that they will be able to, or they will see tens of thousands of, or if not tens of millions of Buddhas in the future.
所以，他那主要是你把这，我那计划项目是，他那所说的根据培养个计划的啦，就各方面吧，都那正经把这这地方嘛，一般的这些都嘛，他毕竟起码，毕竟起早呢，所说嘛来了哟，你都要不去批过，那是。So
that's the first preliminary. The second preliminary is set up offerings on the offerings to the images of the Buddha or Lama Tsongkhapa in a beautiful way. Material of offering acquired through honest means. Even if you have nothing more than one flower, one incense stick to offer, but the material must be acquired through honest effort.
당연히 제거도 시도한 막 예를 들면 제거까지는 안에 시조가 안에 단단 미세시는 시험에서 다 뒤질 안에 여위치 선발 이 논논 기치도 내지 캐는 기세 제거지 문이 샴루의 동 세면 영이 선정하고 샤워하세요 다들 여위치 선발을 해서
So I'll talk about offering okay later when we talk about seven Okay, seven practices from prostration to dedication further into the talk. Now let me move on to talk about the third preliminary. The third preliminary is to observe seven meditation posture of a Vairochana Buddha, and to do refuge and for immeasurable practices in a most fervent manner.
당연히 가운데 내가 미진도 좀 더 간에 걸었으나 아니 누군데 돈들 안에 지지 돈을 소용해서 네 민한테 봐봐 지지 꽤나 잡아 손질 로봇에 잡아 아니 많이 녀요
So, the third preliminary is how to maintain right body posture in doing meditation. And the first one is when you sit up, your eyes must fall on the tip of your nose. and the tongue, the tip of the tongue, should touch the palate of the palate softly, and then the lips and the teeth must be maintained in a natural posture, in a natural position. The hands must be in meditation. The legs must be cross the vajra position or lotus position, and the backbone, which is vital, the backbone, so one's spine should be vertically straight. And on top of that, if you count breathing, then it could be 8 things, not 7. So this maintaining these 7 postures is crucial to a person wanting to practice tantra. Here, if you can maintain these, it is icing on cake. If you can't, that's not terribly bad.
他给这些他们想着谁的那些他想着谁的那都下雨下大过来是他想着啥的休息门窗贴他那贴的那多长那样那个把谁谁嘛那长那洗完洗了是他休息门窗贴贴了出钱不就算了当了是生意钱不就得出钱不行。So
what is important in the third preliminary is a refuge. And to do refuge, you need to visualize, you know, a throne, a massive throne, raised by 8 lines in 4 directions and sub-directions. so not too high, not too low, at the height of your forehead. So, on top of this big throne raised by lines, you visualize five small thrones. One in the middle of the, in the one in the middle of the big throne, and 4 around the central throne. Atop the central throne, you visualize Shakyamuni Buddha, golden in color, one face, 2 hands, the right hand, you know, touching the ground, pressing the earth, the left hand in meditation in the lap, holding an alms bowl filled with the nectar. Then, at the heart level of Shakyamuni Buddha, then you visualize Tantric Buddha, Vajradhara. It's called Tantric Buddha Vajradhara. At whose heart is blue letter HUM? And why do we need to do this? Because this practice is Tantra-related practice. To the throne, on the throne, to the right of the Buddha, visualize Maitreya. Maitreya.
Mm-hmm. 이 바바 도메도 나게는 바바 조데다 이 자시시디요 아마 간데나 니티 꼬와지 좀 도움을 해서
So Maitreya Buddha, okay, Maitreya Buddha then needs to be visualized as being surrounded by the lineage gurus of extensive path, Gachin Chukyu, the lineage gurus of extensive path, the gurus like Asanga, Vasubandhu, Papa Jaldi, and subsequent masters.
텐텐비가 요거슈든 아니 주티 칸도 아니 지금 연배요. 뒤에 타고 좀 공부를 아니 바데 나와 줘 봐라. 수배 아니 사모타지 그놈아 고아. 아니 사모타.
On the throne to the left of Buddha you need to visualize a Manjushri surrounded by the lineage gurus of the profound path. The gurus like Nagarjuna, Chandakriti, and so on.
Tati Jalula, Javadujin Chola, Nitero Narala Sabini, Nanashala Zibirani, Namanish Kovan, Santoris, Timbu Kujat.
At that, on the throne, behind the Buddha's throne, on the throne, behind Buddha's throne, visualize Javadujin. Vajradhara, the Tathagata Buddha, surrounded by the lineage gurus of blessed path, Nyamlin Jilabhugyu. Okay, blessed practice or the blessed path. Gurus like Dalapa, Narupa, and so on. On the throne, in front of the Buddha, we need to visualize the Guru who has taught you this practice, Lamrim. And if you have been taught Lamrim by several Gurus, and here you could visualize the guru who has made, you know, greatest impact on the mind, on your mind. So, this guru must be visualized as a life, as a living guru, and all the features of the guru, as you have seen, as you have seen in life. Okay, one face, of course, and two hands, and the right hand, chakya chuche means right hand in the mudra or the gesture of teaching, whereby you know the thumb and index finger meet, and the remaining three fingers standing upright at the heart level of the guru. And the left hand of the guru in meditation in the lap. Okay, the left hand in the lap in meditation, I should say, holding a vase or vase filled with the nectar.
Now,
the Shakyamuni Buddha who you visualize sitting on the central throne must not be seen separate from the Guru who sits on the throne in front of Shakyamuni Buddha. In other words, the Guru that you have visualized sitting on the throne in front of the Shakyamuni Buddha, and Shakyamuni Buddha must not be seen as being separate. In other words, the Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, is only in form Shakyamuni Buddha, but in reality, we need to think to ourselves, it is one's own guru appearing to one. So these are called, these five figures seated on respective thrones or seats or pedestals. These are called Lama Deva, five gurus. In front of the Guru, on the throne, before Shakyamuni Buddha's throne, then you visualize all other teachers, spiritual teachers, who have helped you in spiritual growth, right from the Guru, the teacher who taught you the alphabet, up to teaching profound things. So all these, okay, all these five gurus are on the throne. Then in front, right in front of these five gurus, then you can visualize tantric deities of a highest yoga tantra, like Goya Samaja Tantra and so on. Then, in front of highest yoga tantra, you can have the deities of yoga tantra, in whose front there are deities of performance tantra, and in front of them, there are tantric deities of action tantra. Then, these tantric deities, four classes of tantric deities, must be surrounded by, in front of them are Buddhas. For example, the 35 Buddhas of a confession practice, and seven or eight medicine Buddhas, all in Chogyu Dugu, means the supreme Nirmanakaya form. And then in front of Buddhas, then these five gurus must be visualized as being surrounded by bodhisattvas, such as Maitreya, Samudra
Bhatra,
and so on. Then there is the circle of Shravaka and the Pratyeka Buddhas. And then before them there are Pau and the Kandru, those
Dhaka
and Dakinis. Dhaka and Dakinis, in front of Dhakas and Dakinis, those are spiritual heroes and heroines, tantric, then you can visualize transcendental Dharma protectors, like six-armed Mahakala and Kalarupa, and so on. So now, what about mundane Dharma protectors? Mundane Dharma protectors are not offered seat on top of that massive throne raised by the eight lions. So now, what is on top of the massive throne raised by the eight lions? First of all, you have five thrones. Then you also have on this massive throne a circle of objects of refuge, ranging from ranging from the deities of highest yoga tantra to the transcendental Dharma protectors. All these are on top of the massive throne, but not on the five seats of the gurus, of five seats of the five gurus. So it is in this way we visualize the objects of refuge, and all these are objects of refuge before you sit it on the lion throne. And now we need to turn to them. We need to turn to these objects of refuge driven by two reasons, driven by two forces. Now, the first is strong attraction you develop towards these objects of refuge because of your reverence, because of your faith, because of the conviction that these objects of refuge before you, this cluster of objects of refuge before you, have the power to help one out of suffering. Secondly, you turn to them because of utter realization of in the dreadful prospects of a mundane existence. Or it's called fear for the suffering. So then, having driven by the two forces for refuge, then you can do the you can recite a refuge. A refuge prayer. For example, in Tibetan we say Lama Lai Kyab Tu Cho, or in Sanskrit Namo Guru Be, or I go for refuge in the Guru. So you recite this particular line of the refuge 100 times, and when you recite the first 50 times, then you receive, imagine you receive large grace from the five gurus seated on the throne. You receive light rays and nectar. The light rays and nectar you receive help you flush out all obstructive conditions present in your body and mind, and all detrimental forces are removed. And when you receive, when you recite the next 50 times, then imagine that again light rays and nectar but now bring to you the blessings of the five gurus, so that the blessings and the nectar that you receive from them increase your longevity, your merit, your wisdom, and so on. So you do this in this way.
所以，那么像从这个层面把他们解，那三界了，像是就三界，哦，当然呢，那么和一当呢，当然我从玄虚层面研究了呢，玄虚这个那么解，把它书籍谈起来，明呢，然后空虚的层面就解了。So
then you say, "Sangye lakhyab chho," I take refuge in the Buddha. When you say, "I take refuge in the Buddha," then you feel or you imagine that light rays and the nectar come from from meditational deities up to the meditational deities of four classes of tantra up to the 35 Buddhas and 8 medicine Buddhas. And again, you recite this 900 times and do similar visualizations, first 50 and the second 50.
他几个人就那些事情是他呢，他呢，下一天到推举个呢，多把天做呢，嗯，白下个弄把下掉，这说是呢，下一天到很短的夜班，那你像这些讲班呢，你没得学讲，弄他这各种做法用用的，你把钱回来是。So,
when you say I take refuge in Dharma, what you need to do is you need to imagine or feel that the spiritual realizations of these objects of refuge before you are now manifested in scriptures, with scriptures form that are piled up before each of these objects of refuge. And it is from these scriptures embodying real Dharma, light rays again, I receive from when you recite the line 100 times, to purify you of negativity, obstructions, and to receive the positive things. So when you recite the last line, I take refuge in Sangha, then you visualize light rays and so on coming from Bodhisattvas down to transcendental protectors, Dharma protectors.
嗯，对，他可能刚好那下一天呢，那上了当呢，那刚刚开始一天呢，就对上了当也是，同步呢，看你嘛呢，他们过了不是需要了吧？对，就上了当确实。So
now I'd like you to do this visualization briefly for some time and verbally recite Namo Guru Be.
Namo Guru Be, Namo Guru Be,
Namo Guru Be, Namo Guru Be. Namo Guru Be, Namo Guru Be, Namo
Guru Be, Namo Guru Be, Namo Guru Be, Namo Guru Be, Namo Guru Be. Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Sanghaya, Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Sanghaya. Ah, dalam siang lebih ni, nama guru dia nama benda yang sangat. Kita macam cuci tengah nak juga. Ini tengah ni mepa cat dia ni. Nama guru dia sistem cuci macam ini sahaja. Yang ni nama benda yang sangat cuci macam ini sahaja. Mepa tengah ni cat dia ni. Cepat macam ni.
Of course, you can decide to refuge your texts. No, run through again in the way. Like Namo Gurudev, Namo Bodhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya. Or you can say this way 100 times, or you could recite Namo Gurudev individually and say the lines individually and do the visualization. The second version is easier for visualization practice.
嗯，这些公司公关没关系，因为这些从这里来的都是，因为人脉他是，咱台湾都是，可不咯，你从他到我就行了，对面别的那，别什么的，他们不是忙的，你不能管。公司推荐咱们学习。Okay,
I'm sorry, I've taken so much of your time, and the time is up now, and I'd like to just remind you that Monday teachings. Monday night teachings and Thursday night teachings. On Mondays we teach Dukta. Dukta means Buddhist philosophical tenets. And on Thursday nights we teach mind and awareness and mind training, two things alternately. So I ask you if you can come to those classes. The topics that these classes cover are crucial to understanding the nuts and bolts of Buddhist thoughts and how we successively, incrementally develop the right view. I just ask you, if you can make, do come to those classes. These are quite beneficial in the long term.
嗯，他们那个意思，阿姨说，他们那边那个那个线路，工资就都，你那个前面，早他那家伙也，人家那时候确实。As
well as that, you know, this morning I described to you in some detail, not an absolute detail of every feature of the deities, but you know how they are to be visualized, and please do practice this on a regular basis. So that when the crunch time comes for you, and it will come sooner or later, you can easily visualize them and then draw so much inner strength and not panic. So for that, I urge you to take this practice of refuge seriously and do it on a regular basis if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by suffering, body and mind, obtain a vision of heaviness and joy by virtue of my merits. May God take care of the Sangha, those are top leadership and so on.